Hi, everyone, and welcome to Futures in Languages, a podcast showcasing stories from UCF's Modern Languages and Literatures Department alumni. I'm Christina Torres, and I'll be hosting this episode. Today, we'll be talking with Isabella Castro, who graduated from the International and Global Studies program with minors in French and diplomacy in spring of 2022. Isabella, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
We're so excited to have you. We'll go ahead and get ourselves started off here with the first question, which is, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from?
Yeah, of course. So I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. My mom is Peruvian and my dad was Argentinian. They both immigrated here when they were around my age, actually. So I'm a first-generation student, and I'll be in the first of my family to get a master's as well, which is really amazing.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, great. What have you been up to since graduation?
So post-graduation, I'm actually currently a part of this fellowship called the Charles B. Rangel Graduate Fellowship. Mm. It is a graduate fellowship which provides students with up to $24,000 in funding for graduate school, as well as two internships, one in D.C. on Capitol Hill and one abroad in an embassy, as well as a gateway to a career in the Foreign Service. So I am part of that current fellowship program, and I'm also preparing to leave for my Fulbright next week in Brussels, where I'll be doing an English teaching assistantship.
That sounds so exciting. Did you know for a while that you wanted to go into diplomacy?
I did, yeah. So freshman year, I came into UCF knowing that I wanted to do multilateral work. I was really interested in refugees and immigration. And I originally thought I wanted to work for the United Nations, but when I took my first international and global studies class, it was international relations theory and practice. I realized that I really enjoyed all of the logistic aspects of it, and I wanted to do a lot more government work. And after consulting with Dr. Fisher and my mentors, Dr. Wilson, I was also kind of led towards deciding that I wanted to be a diplomat.
Awesome. That's so exciting. I mean, we do need good diplomats in the world, and I see that you're very enthusiastic about that. So, yes. So I know that you did a major and two minors. You can give us as much information as you want on this next question, which is, how did your International Global Studies program, as well as your minor in French and diplomacy, prepare you for your life trajectory now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So originally, going into it, I was already bilingual. I speak Spanish and English because I grew up in a bilingual household. Mm-hmm. And going into university, I knew I wanted to learn another language, particularly because growing up, my mom speaks both English and Spanish, but a lot of my family members do not. And so I was kind of a cultural ambassador for them a lot of times, even with my mom, just in terms of switching from like Peru to the US. It's a very different environment. Mm-hmm. And I feel like language learning is such an important part of getting adjusted to a culture and being able to create community. Mm-hmm. And I saw how important and how significant and how impactful it was for my family to really understand what was being spoken to them in the context that it was being spoken. Mm-hmm. And I've always really loved language learning. I feel it's crucial to diplomacy as well, just being able to understand someone's background and where they come from. Mm-hmm. Through their language. So I knew I wanted to learn another language coming in to UCF, but I wasn't sure what it was. Once I learned that French was one of the UN functioning working languages, I was like, I should probably start with this one. And as soon as I did, I felt that the language department was really, really helpful and encouraging in my language studies. A lot of the times I got Spanish and English Spanish and French a little mixed up. Mm-hmm. And they were so ready to help me out and sit with me in office hours and help me understand everything. So it was really great and truly, really complimentary to my diplomacy minor and my international and global studies major, particularly because you're learning about all these different countries. You're learning about even international relations terms that are fully in French. And you can describe in English, but they have a different meaning when you know the actual French connotation. So like liaison d'état is something that is in French, but is an English international relations term that you wouldn't understand completely, I feel, if you didn't have that French background. So,
and could you explain that term to us a little bit for folks who might be curious?
Yes, of course. So it's basically the reason that the state does what it does. In IR, that's the way that they would describe it. But knowing that in French, it actually means the reason for the state. So it's the purpose why, the purpose of the government, the purpose why the government exists. And having that lived in really just helps understand, not only is it the logistics and the understanding of why a state behaves the way a state behaves, but also understanding that by French definition, it's basically the essence of the state.
Mm-hmm. I like that you're talking about deeply understanding the connotation behind a word and a language, because we, you know, when we talk about language learning, we talk about the importance of really knowing the language beyond just the simple translation, how there's a lot more going on underneath the surface. And thank you for sharing that for the folks listening who might be interested in joining our language programs, that it really is very meaningful to know the language rather than just, you know, use a simple translation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's been really enriching, not just in my studies, but in life. I feel like it provides a lot of clarity in every situation. I think language learning is so important.
Awesome. Thank you, Isabella. Now, we know that there are a lot of folks who are curious about learning language, and maybe they haven't decided which language they want to learn. Maybe they're curious about French. What advice would you offer someone who's interested in studying another language, such as French, like you did?
That's a very good question. I would say, I think one of the most important components for me when deciding which language I wanted to learn, I thought it was really helpful to jump from Spanish to French because I realized that they were both Romance languages. Mm-hmm. So a really good tip would be, if you already know any other languages, it would be nice to figure out if there's any connections, because that's also really helpful when you are learning the language. There's a lot of words that I had trouble remembering, but I could remember the Spanish phrase, so I remembered the French one. So if you have any other language background, that could also be really helpful in language learning. Another component would be understanding how willing you are to make it as accessible as possible. A really big component for me in learning French was going to French conversation hours, listening to French media, being able to understand daily French and not just academic French are both equally as important. And I think knowing who you can speak to about these things, or finding online exchanges where you can talk to someone on Zoom who's from Istanbul, if you're learning a language from the middle, if you're learning Arabic, or if you're wanting to learn French, what kind of French do you want to learn? Do you want to learn African, like French from Africa? Mm-hmm. Do you want to learn French from France, French from Canada? So just being able to understand the context of the language that you're learning and why you want to learn it, I think, is the most important thing. Sometimes language learning can be really hard, but reminding yourself why you think it's so important and why you enjoy it so much is really what's going to carry you through it.
Thanks, Isabella. I think that that's a great message for folks, because I think sometimes folks will feel a little bit of hesitation because of that difficulty when you want to sound a certain level of proficient, but you're just not quite there yet, especially in the beginning when folks make mistakes. But I tell students all the time, mistakes are normal when you're learning language, to be expected, and, you know, keep working hard at it. Your point about remembering the reason why you're learning the language is, I think, really great. I mean, clearly you always had the mission in mind to go with diplomacy and international studies, and it connected really nicely to your goals. And now you are trilingual, correct?
Yes, I am. I picked up a little bit of another language as well. I mm-hmm. really fell in love with the modern languages department, and I worked in the Latin American studies component for a little bit. So I also learned a little bit of Quechua when it was offered temporarily.
Awesome.
But I wouldn't consider it fully fluent, so I'll go with trilingual.
Okay, that's so exciting. Great. We're always excited to hear about folks who really jumped into language learning. Do you have any additional thoughts about class recommendations or maybe study tips for folks? I know you mentioned finding additional sources outside for independent study. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. The one thing I really would love to hone in is how important it is to make those relationships with your professors who you're learning the language from. I think I really wouldn't be at the level of fluency that I'm at if it weren't for being able to go to the office hours with my professors, or emailing them, asking for feedback, having these back and forth conversations, and even getting resources from them. I remember going in my first year, that's really I would say your first year is probably one of the most foundational, just because you're learning the basics of the language. I came in knowing nothing about French. And I took my first class with Julie Pomerleau. Mm. And she was an amazing help to me, just providing me with so many resources, different shows I could watch, different artists that I could listen to, letting her know that, basically just letting her know my learning style, mm-hmm. and where I felt that I wasn't understanding things. And because of that, she was able to supplement it in a way that I would take on during my other years of language learning. Mm-hmm. I joined a lot of French clubs as well. I would say UCF is a really great resource for connecting you to the language that you're learning. So I was part of French Conversation Hour, which we had a lot of, P Delta Phi, which is the French Honor Society. Mm. Before COVID, there was this program called Hillcrest, where we would go and teach French to elementary school students. And that was a really big resource for me. I think teaching the language while you're learning the language really helps you learn a lot better, especially with these students who are younger, so they understand the language, but not to the extent that you do. Mm. So I really would just talk to your professors. The Modern Languages Department is so there for their students, and they really want to help in any way that they can. All of my French professors have been phenomenal, and I really can't recommend them any more highly than I do. So we'll definitely talk to your professors and just immerse yourself in the culture as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I know it can be a little hard. For me, I struggled my first year just because in the U.S., French is spoken, but it's just not extremely common, and it's not as common as Spanish would be in Orlando in particular. So I really had to engage on the other end of the spectrum. I was watching movies with French. I would watch English subtitles, French audio, okay. Even if it was an American movie, just to help get into the rhythm of understanding the spoken language. I would listen to French artists, memorize their lyrics. It helps with your pronunciation. And just, I think falling in love with the culture is what's really helpful in learning the language. I think once you start really enjoying the place that you're learning about, you start to understand the language more and you feel more eager to get it down as quickly as possible. So immerse yourself in the culture and talk to your professors because they're amazing.
Awesome. Thank you. I love that you're talking about joining the speech community, thinking beyond the language to the speakers of that language in their communities that you're working to really be a part of. So that's wonderful. And now, as you mentioned at the beginning of our recording podcast today, you said that you're leaving next week to Brussels. Can you tell us a little bit more about those plans coming up?
Yes, for sure. So I applied to Fulbright during my fall semester of my last year. Mm-hmm. I knew that I wanted to go to a country that spoke French to some extent. I wasn't sure if I wanted it to be a country in Africa or if I wanted to focus in Western Europe. But as I was looking through the lists, I really fell in love with Belgium because they speak French, Dutch, and German, as well as a plethora of other languages. So it really felt like this multicultural sort of melting pot aspects that I feel the U.S. has too. It's also the head of a ton of multilateral institutions. It's where the EU headquarters is located. There's a few UNHCR areas there as well. So I felt it was going to be really, it just really felt like it was speaking to me. It was my speed. And having the French language and knowing that I would have the opportunity to be able to grow in the language as well as teach, which I found a passion for through Hillcrest, actually. I realized I enjoyed it a lot. I knew I had to apply. So now that I'm headed over, I'm going to be teaching university students, which will be a different level of language learning for me, but I'm very excited for the challenge. I think it'll be really educational being able to see myself and my students and being able to learn from them in the same way that they're learning from me. So while I'm teaching English, I know that we will be able to chat in French from time to time and even just getting to understand the culture and the people so much more. I'm really excited to be able to immerse myself in a different level that I wasn't able to at UCF just because of COVID. My study abroad got postponed. So this will be a good supplement to that. I'm really, really excited to just be a cultural ambassador abroad and be able to combine diplomacy with my language learning skills that I learned at UCF.
That's so wonderful and so exciting, and one of the reasons that we encourage our students to go off and teach abroad in our TEFL certificate and in our TESOL courses, we think it's so wonderful to be immersed in a community, like you said, to be immersed, to practice the language, to teach and to learn not just the content of what you're teaching, but to learn from your students as well. It's really an exchange, I think. And I've said that in all of my teacher training courses, is they teach us. The teaching and the learning is cyclical. And we can really take a lot of those experiences with us into our next professional adventure as well. So congratulations, Isabella. That sounds so exciting. We're very happy to hear what comes next, and you're always welcome back to our podcast to update us on how the ETA ship is going with the Fulbright in Brussels.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I truly am beyond thankful to Modern Languages for giving me the foundation that I have and also giving me a little family in Orlando. So I appreciate you having me on the podcast.
Of course. We're always very fond of, you know, the little community that we have in our Modern Languages department. We root for each other, and that's a nice thing about our group. Thank you for listening to this episode of Futures in Languages. I'd like to give a shout out to Davideo Guy for our intro and outro music downloaded from freesound.org. I'm Christina Torres, and our featured guest today was Isabella Castro. Tune in next time to hear more alumni stories from Modern Languages. For more information about French and other language programs in the Modern Languages department, please visit our website at mll.cah.ucf.edu.